Blog Talk Radio.
Pictures of you, all the same on my mind.
Shalom and hello, everybody. Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries, presenting Purpose Gospel Radio. We got Pastor Kent with us tonight, and yeah, I believe he's got a good sermon planned for y'all. Okay, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for letting hosannas rise from people's hearts and for letting us cry out to you even more fervently. In dark times, help us, Almighty God, and help your King, Jesus Christ, to his final victory. For he shall be victor, bringing grace, peace, life, and victory for all that are good on earth as it is in heaven. He shall always be victor in our lives, enabling us to keep faith in trouble, fear, and in need. Yes, even in death. Hosanna to the victor, Jesus Christ, the victor you have chosen. Almighty God, proclaim him on earth. Let all the people know he's on his way to the glory of your name. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, before I bring on Pastor Kent, I'm going to play some music here, some great gospel music. Okay, well, we're going to play Emmanuel, You Are Worthy. Amen. Okay, well, I think we're having some technical problems here. I don't know what's going on. Amen. God bless us all. Amen. Let's bring on Pastor Kent. Okay. Here he is. Pastor Kent, how you doing tonight?
Hello. How are you?
Yes. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Doing all right. Doing all right.
That's good. Well, Pastor Kent has got a good message for us on Psalms chapter 23. Okay, and let's see what he's got to say on it. Amen.
Amen. Well, we are here, and we are looking at Psalms chapter 23. A psalm of David. Yahweh, my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures beside the still waters. He leadeth me for his sake. My soul he restores. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You preparest before me a table in the presence of my enemies. You anointest with oil my head. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of Yahweh unto purity forever. Many of us have read this passage, but we never really looked at it. David was in a lot of hardship at this time. He was being pursued by Saul. He wanted to kill him. Yet David knew, even though his life was in jeopardy, he knew that God would restore his path. He knew that even though we go through hardships and bad times, there's always fresh living water, i.e. the Bible. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He gives me sustenance. He leads me for his namesake in the paths of righteousness. He shows us he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. He restores my soul when I mess up. I can go to him and he has grace, understanding, and forgiveness. And he washes that slate clean. I do this for his name. Even though I walk through this chaotic world, through tyranny, deceit, ungodliness, I don't have to fear death. For his love, mercy, comforts me, though I'm walking through this valley this earth that we live upon, I can be assured that no evil will befall me. For his bride, which is his spirit, and his staff, which is the Bible, they comfort me. As we come to verse 5, he says, you prepare before me a table in the presence of my enemies. You see? He says in his word, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And if we look at the story of Saul on the road to Damascus, where he wanted to destroy the world and all the Christians, what did God say to him? Did he say, why do you persecute Christians? No. Why do you persecute these people? No. What he said was, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He takes it very personal. Very personal. You see, he anoints my head with oil, and the joy of the Lord fills my soul, and my spirit runs over. And because of this, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. No matter what I have to deal with here, I know I will dwell in the house of Yahweh unto purity forever and ever. When I am called up to be with him in the air, he will take my soul and my body, and he will make them one, and I will become invincible. Nothing will hurt me. Because he said in his word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when we are caught up to be with him in the air, he will put all that to rest. There'll be no more pain, no more agony, no more suffering. Because he will make us one. You see, when we become Christians, when we're not Christians and we're sinners, our soul and our body are one. And when we go to hell, we go to hell because we don't have the blood of our Savior to be able to walk into the gates of heaven. And once we become Christians, he takes that surgical knife, that two-edged sword, and he puts distance between the body and the spirit. And in his word, he says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You have to understand something, though, under the condition that we have a relationship with our Lord and Savior. If we don't, we will spend eternity in hell. And as it says in here, unto purity forever. In other words, we will spend eternity. And heaven is tranquil, peaceful, gentle. There is no bickering, racism, bigotry, stereotype in heaven. There isn't. Because we are like him. And when Christ comes into our life, he changes us. Now, how do I know this? Well, it's very simple. Very simple. If we go to 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 17, he says, therefore, if anyone is united with me, they are a new creation. The old has passed. Look, what has come is fresh and new. He takes that old, wretched, sinful, disgusting, vile, putrid body, and he washes it clean as a white sheet. And he takes that, and we become like unto him. The word Christian is very clear on what it says. It is to be Christ-like. That's what the word Christian means, is to be Christ-like. So those who call themselves Christians and yet have one foot in the world and one foot in heaven, I would not want to do that and not know where I'm going to spend eternity. So how do we make sure of this? Well, it's very simple. It's a very simple prayer. And this way, you don't have to face death. You know? You don't. Because it's really, really simple. If we come to know him, as it says in Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 and 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son. I.e., very simple prayer. It goes like this. Forgive me for the sins that I've committed. I accept your gift of eternal life. And I pray that I might learn to do your will. Right now, I confess to you that you are my Savior. Thank you for dying on the tree of Calvary and forgiving me of my sins. Now that you said that prayer, you're a child of God. And your death is assured now that you will not spend eternity in hell. Your death is assured that you will spend eternity in heaven above with our Savior and with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Eli, Elijah, Enoch, and the many other thousands names that are in the Bible. If you are a new Christian, we would love to hear from you. And the number is 657-383-1487. If you'd like to come on air, press 1. And we would be glad to have your questions. Back to you, Ken.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Kent. Beautiful sermon on Psalm 23. I love to hear you preach. Amen. All right, well, we got a couple callers here. Let's press and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Sugar Cookie, and I like your sermon.
That's Pastor Kent. That's not Sugar Cookie.
Oh, yes, this is Sugar Cookie, because this guy named Sugar Cookie in the jail.
No.
My brother Markov, and I remember him. We used to fork him in his petunia.
Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, sorry, Pastor Kent. Well, I'm not going to put up with that. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Okay. I don't either.
Okay, let's try another one here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up, man? This is Larry, man. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, how you doing there, buddy?
Hey, man, I was trying to tell Pastor Kent the other day, but he thought I was messing around, man. You know how the Bible says if your left arm hand causes you to sin, to cut it off? Well, I cut my left hand off and had to go to the hospital or the emergency center, and they recovered me. But is that wrong, what I did?
I don't think it meant literally cut it off.
Because I was going to pop out my left eye.
No, don't do that. That's okay. Don't do that.
Okay. I just wanted to know because, you know, Pastor Kit thought I was messing around, man. I don't mess around, man. I got no hand on my left-hand side, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Well, don't cut anything more off or pluck anything out, okay? You showed fervently that you believe in the Bible. Amen.
Amen, man. And one more thing, man. To be a Christian, do I got to be circumcised?
Well, that's an individual choice, okay? Usually that's decided when you're born and you are a baby. But you can still get circumcised if you want to, okay? You don't have to. Okay.
Does that hurt, man?
Yeah, it's not a pleasant procedure for an adult.
Oh, man. If I do get one, man, I just hope my penis don't look like a pit bull, man, you know, with the big old spikes around the neck.
Okay, Pastor Kent, you got any more colors?
You got any more comments?
Yeah, I do. Pastor Kent, what do you think about this gentleman getting circumcised at this late date?
It's entirely up to him.
Because, you know, I don't want it to look like a pit bull, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But, yeah, more comments, man. Big about.
Okay, we got another caller here. 111, you're on air.
Yeah, I got a question about that circumcision. Do you have anyone that you recommend to perform it?
Well, just a regular doctor, okay, can perform that, okay, or a surgeon. Okay, it doesn't have to be a moral from the, like, get a rabbi to do it.
Who do you recommend to do it in San Antonio?
I don't really know, to tell you the truth. I ain't got any recommendations for that. You'd have to look it up yourself there.
Hey, Pastor Kent, aren't you a rabbi, man?
Who the hell is this?
This is Larry, man. Isn't Pastor Kent a rabbi?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No. I said Pastor Kent, because you're Jewish, man.
Yeah, I'm Jewish. I mean,
he's a rabbi.
I'm not really a rabbi. I'm more on the pastor side. I'm not in the denominational now. You know, it's like I said, I'm not a moral, so I couldn't do it. Okay? Like I said, you have to find somebody that's a surgeon to do that.
Is that true in the Jewish tradition? The rabbi has to suck the penis for the little king?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Orthodox.
Yeah, man, because I see that on YouTube, man.
No.
I don't call it YouTube. I call it YouTube.
Let me bring them on and see what we have. 111.
I hope it's Beanie.
Oh, Salam Aleikum, Ken.
Hey, what's up, Azan?
I don't want these people to convert you over to the Jew religion by promises of sucking boys' penises. Let's get this straight. You are a Muslim and you will die a Muslim.
Okay.
I would also like to thank Pastor Kent for bringing so many people to the Ummah, the family of Islam. And we are going to have a mass conversion on behalf of Pastor Kent.
Let's give Shahada.
Kent, would you like to follow along, or can I have this black man say the Shahada for you?
I'm colored.
No, thanks.
Sorry. So you want the colored man to say the Shahada for you? It is possible. If you lose your voice, you lose your teeth, you have an impairment, which you obviously do, he's allowed to take Shahada for you.
He's got a brain.
So he will be taking Shahada for you.
All right, I'll do it. Let's go.
Test that there is a one true God, Allah.
I attest there's a one true God, Allah.
And Muhammad is his prophet. Congratulations, Kent. You are now a Muslim.
Congratulations, brother.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
You can't say the Shahada for Pastor Kent. Okay,
actually, you can. I was in the masjid for many, many years. I know this. In the
Madrasa,
they taught us if a man gets wounded anyways by the way he speaks, or his mouth is wounded, which Kent's mouth is wounded by the loss of his teeth.
He lost all the teeth.
This man, this black man, can take the Shahada for him.
I'm colored.
This colored man can take the Shahada for him. And
all
he
praise
has.
To Abdul. All praise to Abdul.
Kent, who
right.
is this Abdul?
Okay. All right.
Who's this Abdul that Kent is talking about?
He's a Muslim god. His name's Abdul.
Kent, do you know something I don't?
He's one of those cowards.
Okay.
Kent, do not masturbate when I'm talking to you, Kent.
Oh, we got some more callers here. 111. You're on here.
Kent stroking his cat.
How you all doing out there?
It's call number two.
I'm doing great. How you
doing? I'm doing good, man. Did my cousin call me? She's in the insane hospital, man. His name is Larry.
Oh.
Did he call?
Yeah, he called in.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about circumcision and stuff. He lives in some make-believe world in his mind. He says he cut his left hand off, but he still got his left hand. Crazy, man.
Well, he was going to pluck his eye out. I told him not to do it.
Oh, yeah, man, because, yeah, you know, he's crazy, man. Any more callers?
Yeah, I got some more callers here. 111. You're
Happy
on
President's
here.
Day. President's Day was yesterday.
Shalom, Kenny.
Hey, what's up, DZ? How you doing, brother?
All praise to Abdul, baby. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great. I went to the doctor today, and, okay, he lowered my water bill, okay, to a lower dosage, okay, and my blood pressure.
All praise Abdul. All praise to Abdul. That's a beautiful thing. Is Pastor Ken Hopper on the line? I had a question
yes,
for
yes.
him.
Yes.
I know that Pastor Kent was a race car driver, and I was just wondering, one, did he ever race in the Daytona 500? And two, who does he like in the Daytona 500 this year, if I could? Thank you.
No, I never raced in Daytona. I only raced on quarter-mile tracks. Only in a streetcar.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I don't know your history. I was told that you were a legitimate race car driver, one of the best in Canada, and I just wanted to. Wow, that was loud. Sorry.
Yeah, he used to drive for Cale Yarborough's team. You remember Cale Yarborough?
I did not.
Oh yeah.
I never drove NASCAR. I never drove stock car. I drove on a quarter mile track. That's it.
Yeah, but you was really good though, right? I've heard the legendary stories.
Down east I was. I don't know about up here. I never raced up here. I only raced down east.
Oh, like where was down east though? Like specifically, because I've heard some stories.
Prince Edward Island.
Did you make a lot of scratch down there? When you was racing?
Two times, yeah. One of two cars, too.
You remember that race? Do you remember in 1985 you won the Miller High Life 500 in Charlotte?
Again, you're misinformed.
Grover,
I'm sorry.
You got to stop, man. You're going to upset him. He didn't do that. He raced down east, not in the south, brother. And he didn't do that. He raced... Quarter mile track, right, Kent?
Yep.
Did you race the AMC Pacer? What about the AMC Pacer? Did you ever race one of those?
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who had an AMC Pacer with a Ford 351 Windsor in it. He had to do a lot of work to get it in there, but...
Yep. Yeah, I know how that is. Lord have mercy.
Sometimes you got to grease it up and jam it in.
Yeah.
Too big.
Nope.
Sometimes.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
Sorry.
Is it better not to
make
grease
room
it up?
For it.
Yeah, you gotta kinda work it in there.
You gotta take out the tires.
You gotta take the firewall out, you gotta take the wheel wells out. You gotta think an AMC Pacer is not a big car. And it has a 351 Windsor in it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, 350. Myself personally, I like the 351 Cleveland.
Oh.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I used to drive a Cleveland steamer. You ever seen one of those?
No.
Oh.
No such thing.
I drove the Alabama Hot Pocket for a few years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's down south.
Yeah, down south. Yep. Mm-hmm. Kent, did you ever get any accidents when you were racing, or were you one of those really good drivers that never got in an accident?
No, I had a kill switch if something happened.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. You lived an interesting life, Mr. Kent. You was also a high diver at one point, if I remember correctly.
No, not a high diver. I was on a diving team, city diving team.
Oh, the Olympic diving.
Not a professional, not the Olympics.
But were you an Olympic rugby player, though?
No.
They were nude diving. Back then, guys used to dive in the nude.
Yeah, okay. You're a pervert.
Oh.
Well, you molested your stepson, but I wasn't going to bring
up. Hold on, Grover, no, don't start talking that nonsense, man.
I got a question about race cars.
Keep Kent calm here, man.
Do you remember when Glenn Fireball Roberts died in 64? He had that big crash at the World 600.
No,
it wasn't even porn
then.
Porn?
I mean,
I didn't say porn.
I said born. First, you know, give birth. You come into this world, born.
Amen.
Porn, like remember when you had that Pornhub link on your desktop and you shared it on YouTube stream and everybody saw it? Said Pornhub.
Grover, stop judging the man. Leave him alone, man. Everybody got needs. Okay?
That's when you were doing the YouTube stream with the Melon. Remember that Melon software, that set Melon?
Oh, yeah.
You used to run that Melon. You shared your screen, and there's a Pornhub link on there. Up at the top of the book.
All right? Do not judge this man.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to mute it.
I think that leak will say chicks with dicks.
The man likes what he likes. Okay, let's leave it at that. All right. He lived as a gay man for 2 years.
Here.
For Christ's sake, leave him alone.
Yeah, we got another caller here. Let me bring him on and see what we got. 111.
All
you're
free
on here.
Abdul.
I can't stop laughing. I had a question right there. What were you on mute?
Who is this funny man that laughing and stuff? Hello? Mr. Funny Man.
I had a question, but I can't ask it now because I was laughing very too much.
If you tell me the question, I'll ask it. I'll ask a question.
Okay. If you could please ask Pastor Kent how many royalties he received from the Fast and the Furious movies, considering that Dominic Toretto was based off of the Pastor Kent character.
Boy, you guys really live in a fantasy world.
Hold on, Kent. I didn't even get the question out, man.
I heard his question.
Okay, well, they made a movie based on you, man. How much the royalties?
No, they didn't.
They did. There's like 10 of them, man. You didn't know?
Wow. You know what, guys?
Why are you getting upset,
Dominic,
man? I'm just asking a question, brother.
And I just got a question. It's ridiculous.
I got a question.
I'm not
about
Dominic Toretto.
In the Bible.
Okay,
in the Bible, I got a question.
To the funny man, he is not Dominic Toretto. So I guess that means that the movie wasn't made about him and he don't get any royalties. Is that right?
Right.
Thank you. Okay. There you go, funny man. I hope it's okay.
Do you remember the movie called Days of Thunder? It was back in the 80s, Days of Thunder.
Oh,
yeah. Well,
it had Robert Duvall in it. I love Robert Duvall.
Pastor Kent, what role did you play in that movie?
Robert Duvall.
Hello?
I don't think Patrick Kent played in any movies. Let's get serious.
He was in
here.
Brokeback Mountain, wasn't he? I thought he played in Brokeback Mountain. Wasn't that about
no.
him?
No.
When he lived as a gay man for 2 years?
No.
Love Jake Gyllenhaal's Cuck and Buzz, my son.
Oh.
We got another caller here. 111 is on. Is going to be on the air. Here we go. You're on the air.
Is that Henry?
Yes, it is. Is Kent there, or did he?
Yes, he is. Everybody mute and let Henry speak to Kent. This will be wonderful. We'll all learn something.
Yeah, this was supposed to be Bible trivia night. Ken, I thought we set this up. So let's start with some questions. Hey, Ken, what have you learned recently in your studies?
Well, according to you, I'm not in a Hebrew class, so conversation's closed.
All right. So what was Yahweh's father's name, by the way? By the way, there are people on the phones here that are listening, so I encourage them to go on Google and get the answer and see which one of us is correct. What was Yahweh's father's name? All right, I'll make it easy for you. What was Jesus' grandfather?
Kent. Kent, are you there, brother?
I don't think it's Yahweh. It's called Yahweewee.
Wait a minute. Kent, is Kent indisposed? Did you fall? Did Kent fall in the toilet? What's wrong with him?
No,
he ain't talking.
I think he got in his race car and took off.
No, he's Pastor Kent here. Pastor Kent, okay. He's waiting for... Sit there and ask what was God's father's name?
Yeah. It's in the Bible.
Well, enlighten us.
Well,
Yahweh's father's name is El. If you look it up on, you can look it up on Google. And Jesus
is on Google.
Right, and Jesus is father's name, his grandfather's name was Heli, H-E-L-I.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Kent, did you know that?
He's mentioned in Luke. He's in the Bible.
I thought maybe Luke. It was Elohim, but I guess not. Kent not talking? He's a pastor on the show. Well, he's an expert, and... this man is asking him questions, but he's not answering them, can he?
Well, I can't answer for Pastor Kent, okay? Pastor Kent, and I mean, I know Pastor Kent, is listening, okay? And I hope Pastor Kent can say something to y'all, okay?
Let's try another one. Kent didn't like that one. Let's try another one.
What concerns me is Kent was saying that there's one way to heaven through Christ, but he's ignoring some of the other teachings he's been making before about the Noahide rules, and that's not through Christ. So how would Kent explain that?
Noahide.
From Aldehyde?
It's the rules from God to Noah about what it takes to go to heaven. But Kent seems to preach that at times, but he ignores that. Why is that, Kent?
Kent, I don't know the answer to this, man. I need your help, brother. What is it?
Aldehyde.
It has the word Noah
that's
in it.
That's a good question, Henry. That's really a good question. Okay?
I know. I think it's a great question.
You see, back then, okay, Jesus wasn't on earth yet. Okay? But he was in heaven with the Father. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay, so he explained to Noah, okay, that he had to have faith, okay, in the one true God. Okay, and Noah, okay, being faithful servant of God, accepted that.
Right. You know, Ken, anyone there can actually just Google what Noahide laws are and read those. And if you follow that, that's supposedly God's way of telling people how to go to heaven prior to Christ. And people who have not... part of the Jewish tribe, just people. So it's almost like a a way to live through the Ten Commandments.
Okay, yeah. Being faithful to the Ten Commandments, okay, living righteously, okay. But when Christianity was born, when Christ came into the world, okay, it changed, okay?
Right, but it didn't nullify God's earlier,
it didn't nullify the old way of doing things. It just created a new, okay? So those who believe in Jesus, because the Son of God, okay, heaven now.
Right, and my concern was at times Kent was quoting the Noahide rules, and then he's also saying at the same time in another breath that the only absolute way is through Christ. The third question I would have is, someone like John the Baptist was not a disciple of Christ. So according to Kent, John the Baptist is not bound for heaven.
Nope, he's not in heaven. I agree with that.
Well, I think John the Baptist, okay, when he said to Jesus, it is you that should baptize me, okay, was recognizing Jesus as Lord. Okay.
Yeah, he had his own followings, he had his own, I don't want to say the word cult, but the beginning of any type of religion is a cult. So he had his own cult. He had his own followers. There are people to this day that just follow John the Baptist that don't follow Christ. Sabians, Druze, other people, Yazidi people.
What about the Kurds?
The Kurds.
They're Muslims.
Well, Pastor Kent has dropped. He left us.
Jesus. This is 5 out of 5. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man. If John the Baptist died, wasn't he in Abraham's bosom?
They both followed the Abrahamic laws in different ways, the same way. There are different sects of rabbis and religious leaders that follow it different ways. It was just a form of it. Like in Christianity, you have Catholics, Protestants, Presbyterians, Baptists that all claim that they're one way or another following the law of essentially the Council of Nicaea, but and are Christians, but they practice in their own ways.
Kenny, may I ask you a question? Have you ever been a preacher that was the physical manifestation of a vagina? Because I think that Pastor Kent Hopper might be the first one ever.
No.
I think he started bleeding on the phone, man. I think it's his time of the month. I think since he's a vagina, he bleeds, right? And I think he started bleeding once Henry got on the phone and he couldn't talk because the blood was covered. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a giant vagina and he's a pussy and he can't answer no questions on the Bible and he's afraid of everything. And he's also, I've heard, well, never mind. I'm not even going to get into that. But I think it's
I'm going to sit back and listen, but I do think it's important to mention that one of the Bibles that Kent is following has known forgeries in it. So, I think
that makes sense. He's a fraud. Pastor Kent is a fraud.
Are you talking about the Asifer?
Yes.
The Asifer Bible.
The Safar. Okay, I happen to have a copy of the Safar. Okay?
Who the hell lives as a gay man for 2 years? That's some bullshit, Kenny. You a gay man. You a homosexual. You a vagina. Amen. All praise God, baby.
Well, listen. Okay. What Pastor Kent did in the past is the past, okay? Just like what I've done in the past is the past.
No,
okay?
But Kenny, I'm talking about what he did 5 minutes ago. That really ain't the past. I mean, the way you talk about the past, you think I could murder 13 people and just be like, I know it happened 30 seconds ago, but my pastor told me the past is the past. I don't think it should work like that, Kenny.
Okay.
Just because it's the past don't mean you get a pass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, there we go, mate.
Okay. We got another call here. Let me bring him on to you. We have
111.
You're on.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I am Doc here, Pastor Red Ranger, Yellow Ranger, Green Ranger, Blue Ranger, Green Ranger, White Ranger,
Rump Ranger,
Rump Ranger, Zeo Ranger 1, Pink, Zeo Ranger 2, Yellow, Zeo Ranger 3, Blue, Zeo Ranger 4, Green, Zeo Ranger 5, Red, Zeo Ranger 6, Gold, Space Ranger Silver, Space Ranger Red, Space Ranger Blue, Space Ranger Black, Space Ranger Green, Space Ranger Yellow,
Rump Ranger,
Pink
Power Ranger in Space Red, Power Ranger in Space Blue, Power Ranger in Space Pink, Power Ranger in Space Yellow, Power Ranger in Space Silver, Galactor,
Gay Power Ranger,
Lord Zed. I also go by Mastodon, Pterodactyl, Triceratops, Saber-Tooth, Tiger, Tyrannosaurus, Green Dragon Zord, Rita
Green Hornet,
Raposa, Green
what about
Hornet, Blue Beetle, Green Lantern, Wolverine,
Cactus,
Dead Pool, Beast, Storm, Rogue, Magneto, Worf, Sentinel, Nightcrawler,
Gambit,
Mystique, Gambit, Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, Splinter, Shredder, Foot Soldier 1, Foot Soldier 2, Foot Soldier 3, Foot Soldier 4, Bebop, Rocksteady, Krang, Foot Soldier 6, Foot Soldier 5, Foot Soldier 13,
Supermacho,
April O'Neil, Casey Jones,
Denim, Deadpool.
I said Deadpool. Don't
what about
interrupt me.
Hey, what about Silver Sable?
How about John Holmes?
John
what?
Holmes. Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Oh.
Cagney Lynn Carter. Ron Jeremy. Audrey Bitani. Carla Rushing. Pamela.
What about Mandingo,
Anderson,
baby?
Mandingo.
Dingo. Lexington Steel. Big Dick McPrick. Mambo Jumbo.
What about
Bridget
Paris
Powers,
Brooks, baby?
The Midget. Hank Hung. He's Japanese. Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Hugh Jackman, Celine Dion, Avril Lavigne,
jeez,
Tommy Morrison, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, Manny Pacquiao, Saint Michael, Saint Joseph, Mother Mary, Mary on a prairie, Mary had a little lamb, her fleece was white as snow, as white as my cum, as bitch Kenny would know.
All righty. Okay, are you done?
No.
That was his introduction, Kenny.
Aye.
Well, that's enough. That's enough of that. Okay, it's enough. Okay, it's ridiculous. It's retarded. Okay.
Kenny, that's disrespectful, man. That's Pastor Kent you're talking to. Show a little respect, man.
Yep. That's not the real Pastor Kent I'm talking
to. Shut up.
You are being ungodly during my introduction.
Well, your intro's got to end, okay? It's got to end.
It's over, Kenny. Let him talk.
This.
No, I think it's enough.
This introduction is what gets me vagina. Pardon me, I am watching a Canadian icon, Melissa Joan Hart, and I am masturbating to Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, Lord.
Goodbye. Bitch, Kenny.
Yeah.
Adios, Kent.
That was a good caller. There's a lot of information in that call.
Why did he mention Biscuit Black? Then he mentioned Lexington Steel.
I'm guessing because they the porn star. You know, he talking about all the porn stars.
Ashley says Melissa Joan Hart is a fox. Kent has good taste. I thought he was gay. Ashley.
Yeah, I remember Peter Doss.
I've never heard of him.
I think I think we got a miscommunication from Kent. I think he meant Michael J. Fox. Even with the shaking and all, he likes it.
Shaking and baking.
Yeah, shaking and baking, baby. Shake and bake.
Well, I'm going to give some shout-outs here. Okay,
Kenny, don't shut it down, Kenny.
Give a shout-out, okay, to Juan from Alabama. Give a shout-out to Nabby from Discord. He goes by Ken Drew Peanuts. Okay.
Okay.
Give a shout-out to everybody that's in the chat room, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Tony Barone,
okay.
Gavin Morris,
okay.
Ted Gunderson, Tommy Bonnie, Awesome Salad.
Okay.
Okay. Give a shout-out to you, DC2. Okay. Glover.
Oh. Okay.
Kent, Hassan. Okay.
Okay.
And that's everybody.
You got to call.
Okay.
Ken, you got to call in the queue.
You forgot Tyrone, man. Tyrone.
Look in the queue. Nobody cares about you.
Oh,
look at
okay.
the queue, Ken.
Okay, let me see. Well,
okay.
I see. 111.
Hello. My sons, this is Dr. Pastor, not Kent's demon queen, Ashley, and I just wanted to say that this show has been very, very entertaining. Oh, I'm going to cut the act. I can't do it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, give a shout-out to Hobby Smooth as well.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So, I was just watching TV, and I saw a race, and there's this car that went really, really, really fast, and there's a trail of water coming out of it. And the car had a Canadian flag. Any chance that car belonged to Kent?
Absolutely not. Kent
tragedy,
will not
man.
Go near water, okay? The man has not bathed since 1986 when Ronald Reagan was in office. That was absolutely not Kent. No water is ever near that man's body. Amen.
So that's why his tears? Yeah,
hello?
I thought that was his tears.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think Kent cries because water will come out and, well, Kent is allergic to water and bathing and soap.
Yeah.
He lives in squalor with his cat and his woman in an apartment that hasn't been cleaned in approximately 6.5 years. Amen.
And man, I was thinking that water was coming from the Alaskan car, man.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Kenny, you got
another call here, guys. Let me check it and see it. 111, you're on the air.
Good evening, yeah.
Oh, that's BBA.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, hello there. It's been a while. Yes.
Amen.
I did, Mary Lou, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but I'm not Mary Lou.
No, sir. You are Mary Lou. Now, listen here, Mary Lou. I've told many of your show here. I am actually in the forest, if you will, of Uganda. And I have built myself for the Ugandan children. A shelter. It's a wonderful shelter. Looks like one of them Jewish country clubs here. A big piece of brick oven. Very good here. Now, listen here. I want to say that I'm very disappointed in your show. These children were listening to your show and how ungodly it is.
Teddy?
Mary Lou, did Gabe Boss Hogg take your tongue and put it in his bonbon?
What's this faggot doing on your show? Get Foghorn Leghorn up now, or I'm going to throw eggs at you.
You listen here, Tony Quintana. You are ungodly.
You're ungodly. I saw
you
fucking Knight Nigglesworth in the shower and giving each other HIV.
No. I've never had sex with a black man here. And Mary Lou, you need to control your little piggy Boss Hogg here.
You faggot, you call me a pig one more time and I'm going to go to Uganda and I'm going to burn the whole place down.
Oh, Lord have mercy, there are children in there. Don't be ungodly.
Well, I'm
going to
get killed HIV, so it didn't matter.
Well, I'll tell you what here. Due to all this ungodliness, I will be reporting you to Blog Talk Radio, Mary Lou.
I'm on Blog Talk Radio now.
Man, you dead, man. Kenny, wake up,
Kenny.
Are you dead?
This is my show, and I own it.
You
touch me.
Up, hey, Boss Hogg. Hey, Boss Hogg, shut up. I'm not like Kenny. I don't listen to you. You the devil. You the devil. Kenny, get control of your man, friend.
I am God, and you're going to worship me.
Kenny, get control of your man, friend.
That's not Tony. That's somebody on the
channel. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You can smell the semen off his breath and the HIV. That is 132%, Mr. Tony Greasy Salami Frittata. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, it's not Tony. He hasn't called in.
Yes, it is, yeah. That's him. I can tell them. Why do you lie on time, Mary Lou? You understand
Kenny,
that's ungodly here.
Kenny, we in the circle of trust, bro. Come on now.
Was actually pretending to be Tony Farrar. Okay, you're not calling
No, sir.
Hello. Kenny, or should I say my newly reappointed apprentice, I am the one above all, Pastor, Doctor, Rabbi, Power Ranger, X-Men, Midnight Sun, Avenger, Kent, Dougie, Hopper, Kenny. I have secured the rights to GRM, and you have been demoted back being my apprentice as per order.
Whatever. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Kenny.
Okay, enough of that. That wasn't Pastor Kent. That was some idiot pretending to be Pastor Kent.
No, sir. No, sir. That was Pastor Kent. I can confirm it, just like this frittata on the line is confirmed to be your ungodly homosexual lover. Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, is Grover still on the line, or did he hang up?
I'm still here.
He's still
there. He is. Grover, how you doing, brother? I haven't got a chance to talk to you since the whole ball draining situation didn't come through for you. Did you ever get your sack drained, sir?
The short answer is no.
Well, that's terrible. That is absolutely terrible, and I feel horrible about that. Kenny, I thought you were supposed to go down there and service him, man. What happened?
No, I wasn't supposed to go down and service anybody. Got a call here, 111. You're on the air.
Supposed to go to the Mexican restaurant. Never showed up.
Why the fuck did you hang up on me, my little bitch, Kenny?
Goodbye. 111.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Foghorn Leghorn, I know you packed in the blog talk and hung me up, you dumb faggot. So guess what? I launched a missile, Gonda, and now you're going to die.
Man, well, I don't got no missile. The only missile you take is a suppository up your asshole. This is not no war show, man. You ain't shooting no missiles at Mr. BBF in Uganda. That's as fake as Kenny's Uganda stories, man. Come on.
You stupid nigger. Am I going to have to come over here and hang you?
Oh, no, Kenny, you can't allow that type of talk on here, man.
Yes, I know. That's grateful. Goodbye. Okay? We ain't putting up with that. All right. Well, okay, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody.
Got oh, no, Kenny, okay. Kenny, come on, man. Okay. You still got 2 minutes left.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
good night.
Okay.
Not sure. Okay.
See you all.
All right.
See you all.
Kenny, you're running. Kenny.
Goodbye.
Kenny.
Okay.
13 minutes left,
okay.
Kenny.
Okay.
That's
goodbye.
Yes, I know.
I know.
You are now in the host queue.
Kenny.